Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS. Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
Good morning, everyone, and a very, very warm welcome to what is our last pre-market trade plan session of the calendar year. So I hope you're all keeping well. We'll finish up today, and we are still sort of looking for opportunities, I guess, over the Christmas period. But one of the main takeaways really from this time of the year is that you're going to start seeing volume levels reduce quite considerably. And that means that these markets will be then prone to further manipulation, which, okay, on occasion can provide some significant opportunities, but you're completely at the disposal of market makers, those that look to drive price and manipulate price to such an extent that it creates a tough trading environment. So just bear that in mind. We may look at one or two opportunities potentially, but probably nothing more than that. As we look back over the last couple of weeks, what we can say is there was a bit of a disconnect between what we would have expected to happen versus what actually did happen. And you know, this is what a mixed market condition is all about. And we can point to various different news events over the last few weeks and say, right, well, our expectation of that event means, you know, X, Y, and Z for these markets. And we haven't really seen these markets play out in line with expectations, like Friday evening's quite a good example, which we look at very, very shortly for markets like the S&P and the NASDAQ. So sometimes the opportunities there, perhaps for whatever reason, the timing isn't particularly great. So quite challenging market conditions. And what we've really been eager to focus on is that we always get periods like this when we trade financial markets. There is a high degree of uncertainty, whether it's, you know, the AI trade or politically, or whether it's to do with corporate earnings or conflicts in certain parts of the world, for example, Ukraine and now Venezuela. There's a lot of uncertainty that impacts these markets in different ways. And trying to navigate it, specifically over the last couple of weeks, has not been particularly easy. So without further ado, let's get into it. We'll have a look at some of the news events now, basically between now and when we're back on the 5th of January, so which is Monday, the 5th of January. So on that note, and the whole idea of the session, as we all know, is for us to be as prepared for today's trading opportunities. So let's see if we've got anything to work with today. So yeah, good morning, everyone. Welcome and Merry Christmas to you all. Hope you all have an enjoyable and safe Christmas. So let's get into it. We'll, of course, start with our risk warning. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. All profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade to a successful outcome, along with trading psychology? All very, very important features we discuss in our live trade rooms every day. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and being patient as and when required. So things like revenge trading or trying to retrace any losing trades is not a particularly useful psychological approach at this time. You know, you don't really want to go chasing losing trades to any great extent. So still look at each individual trade based on its own characteristics. And if the opportunity is there, by all means, take it. But keep that risk low and make sure you're trading the right markets for the right reasons and not trying to, I suppose, chase any particular losing trades. Okay, so so let's have a look at the calendar, not just for this week, but also over the Christmas period. And perhaps we might start by just taking a little step back. So very, very important week last week, as was the week before with all the job numbers. But just to capitalize on a couple of the major headlines, I suppose the first one was Tuesday afternoon around non-farm payroll numbers. And we had a bit of a mixed bag where the unemployment rate ticked up quite aggressively, 20 basis points for the unemployment rate. So now we're now at 4.6. So therein lies the reasons for the Fed looking to cut rates. This is what they were talking about. Now, they had mentioned they expected the unemployment rate to top out at 4.5 and then for this to start moving lower. And we jumped a little bit higher than that. You have to offset that with ADP weekly numbers and the non-farm employment numbers, which came in actually better than expected. So there's more jobs being added, but at the same time, the unemployment rate is ticking higher. And you can look to things like the immigration policy for reasons for that. On the inflation side, we had a couple of surprising global inflation numbers. The first one from the UK, 40 basis points lower, surprisingly lower. And then we look at US inflation as well, the year-on-year number. Again, we were expecting a positive 3.1, and we actually came in 40 basis points below the forecast. So when you have these major news events, you look at the forecasting and you kind of prepare yourself around that particular figure. And then when that figure dropped, we were like, okay, wow, that's very surprising. Weren't expecting that type of move, and didn't really get much follow through. And the reason for that at the time was more to do with the markets actually looking at this number and suggesting that actually it's not particularly reliable, because there were certain gaps in the way that this number was compiled, which is not exactly correct. So we're now entering the phase where some of the data points we really struggle to, the markets themselves are struggling to kind of reconcile. So that was a surprisingly low number. And then we had the ECB in here as well, and the Bank of England cutting 25 basis points off that lower inflation number, and the ECB holding at 2.15. So the last news event for last week, because it was quite an important week, was the BOJ. So we've actually seen, in our opinion, quite a hawkish position really from the BOJ, meaning further rate hikes. We saw a 25 basis point rate hike, and some language around, you know, potentially increasing further. So under a circumstances like that, we'd expect the 2 year the 2 year Japanese bond yields to actually rally, which they are doing and they have done. So that is very much in line with our expectations, because we've got a central bank that's raising rates. However, when we look at the charts, we're getting the complete opposite again of what our expectations would be. Now, we might get an opportunity to start selling these highs, but this was as a result of the BOJ actually raising rates, which is a sizable rally in the dollar against the Japanese yen. and not just against the dollar, but also against the euro and also against the pound, which is continuing to rally now. So again, it's a really good example of the very significant disconnect we see in these markets. We've also got this differential between the US and the Chinese and the Japanese number. So we said keep an eye out for that. And what we should expect is, let me bring both of them up side by side, if I can. Yeah, there we go. Sorry. Right. So we've actually got the Japanese number increasing quite considerably. And we did have the two-year note. We're at the lower levels, of course. We're just bouncing off those lows as we speak. But in terms of the two-year Treasury note, we're at 3.48. And the Japanese two-year note is actually extending now to 1.12. So this number is decreasing all the time. What is it, 236 now. So a week or so ago, week and a bit perhaps, we were looking at 255, and now we're 236. So coming down, narrowing the whole time. I think we're just a little bit off the repatriation of the Japanese yen. We probably need interest rates maybe around 2%. However, we would still be really, really surprised to see such a weakening of the yen on that basis. So a few areas in these markets where there's this complete disconnect. Yeah, good morning, everyone. Welcome and happy Christmas to you all. Hope you have a good Christmas break. Thank you, David. And we're seeing a little bit of this sort of price action play out, and you can see how messy something like the euro dollar has been, which is long periods of pretty much nothing, grinding price action, followed by relatively short periods of explosive price action. And we're still in the euro dollar trade, believe it or not. We're currently breaking even on the trade. So our bias is to rally up to 118. And for a bit of, I suppose, year-end dollar weakness, same trade really in the pound dollar. We have been trying to get into this dollar weakness trade. We can keep a close eye on the dollar yen and just generally look for opportunities in dollar weakness, because we may get some. And like the Aussie dollar is looking like a decent buy trade. Some opportunities are a little bit better than others. We'll certainly be looking at the euro dollar, which we're already in, along with the pound dollar. And will we get some dollar weakness between year end? That's what we're going to sort of focus our attention on. So dollar weakness, the potential for yen strength, clearly not now. Clearly the timing is not right for that yen strength, it seems. Our bias has continually been to the upside for markets like gold. So we're now at all-time highs. No major surprise in the trade, bearing in mind the global backdrop is conducive really for the gold to rally. The confusing element to these markets is we're also seeing a bit of a rally in markets like the S&P and the NASDAQ. And it was our assertion really, even over the last, well, at the beginning of the month, was for the US indices to finish quite strong. Now, this is where you actually get a late day move. So very little volatility on Friday around the news. And then as the market is closing out for the evening, you're seeing this really sizable rally. So sometimes you get the right trades, but they come at the wrong time. So committing to this trade late on a Friday evening, you can see there's a bit of market manipulation there. There's also sort of a decrease in volume as well in the market. So you've got this manipulated move at a strange time, really, in the trading day with really low volumes. And we're getting some continuation as well. So this is another example of one of those trades where it's the right trade, but the timing of the opportunity is not fantastic. However, our bias between now and year end and start of next year is for upward prices. So we can look for the buying opportunities in these markets. There's no reason to shift that particular analysis around the Dow Jones and the German DAX and the FTSE 100 for, you know, further upside across the board. And look, this is the weakness in the dollar. So this is the rally we saw last week. We were expecting the dollar to weaken considerably, and it didn't. It just bounced off the lows and rallied. Now we get an opportunity for this next leg to the downside, and let's see if it's a purposeful one. So just as we just go through there's a lot of, obviously during the Christmas period and New Year's period is a good time to take some time off these markets. And nothing of any major interest for us today. Tomorrow, we do get some quite impressive GDP numbers coming at 3%, 3.2% for the US. So that's a net positive that underpins the bias to the upside in the US indices. We've got unemployment claims. We're going to hear from the governor at the BOJ on Christmas Day, which is a kind of a strange event. So will there be any suggestion around the yen? You can see a lot of bank holidays. And then if we just follow this through to January, really not a time where you want to be that active in these markets. So we may take one or two very selective trades and hold on to them. And then we're actually back on Monday the 5th. So we'll send out some information on that. So this is our trade plan then for the not just for the session, but till we meet again in January. So today's year-end trade plan session. Okay, so market summary, mixed market conditions due to uncertainty around US data, CPI numbers, central bank monetary policy, and the efficacy of the AI trade. All of that is absolutely the case. We just summarize it with so mixed market conditions due to broad-based uncertainty. Number one, keep all options open. Yes. Number two, we can still identify a couple of opportunities. US indices strength. Dollar weakness. And right. Okay. So this is pretty much where we're at. So this is our trade plan year. Right. So this is our Christmas period trade plan. Mixed market conditions. I don't think much is going to change there. Keep all options open. US indices strength, dollar weakness, gold strength. Let's just have a quick look at oil if we can. Yeah, it's just bouncing back off its lows. So there might be an opportunity to sell oil. Right. Okay, so with that, we've got a broad backdrop around uncertainty. So we'll probably get little pockets of risk on, followed by pockets of risk off. Just remember, over the Christmas period, those volume levels will continue to decrease. And that's really why we're kind of packing up, so that we can have a little bit of a well-deserved break after one of the most unusual years we've seen for quite some time. Next year is going to be another fascinating year, with a lot of experience to be gained from these types of market conditions, in terms of when to pull the trigger, when to be aggressive with markets, when to be a little bit more conservative in your approach and your thinking, more importantly. So hopefully these times, although they're challenging, can be meaningful. And it's going to be really, really interesting 2026. So we'll see how we get on. You can, as long as you kind of support the trade, whether you're a buyer or whether you're a seller, and you build that support and you don't sort of make the decisions up yourself, that you're looking at the characteristics of the trade, and if they stack up, by all means, take that trade, but keep that trade size as on the lower end. Certainly, this is really not the time to be super aggressive. But saying that, could we get into one or two trades and let them run and maybe book profit over the Christmas period? Yes, it's all there for the taking. So let's see. Right. So the narratives are pretty mixed. You could get a headline really around the AI trade, and the wheels could fall off for the day, and then you might find it'll bounce back again tomorrow, because actually it doesn't really touch the sides. So that's an ongoing narrative. So look, at any point, we are still around the whole period. It's really important to take a break from your perspective as well, so we can come back and we're somewhat fresh in January. But if you've got any questions, or you've got things that you want to reach out to us, then feel free to drop us an email. We will get back to you, even over the Christmas period. So on that note, thank you very much for joining us. Merry Christmas to you all. Have a enjoyable and safe Christmas break, and we'll see you again early January. And we've got some exciting developments coming down the tracks as well, so we'll be able to fill you those. Excuse me. Be able to fill you in on those. And don't forget, we're back on January the 5th. So on that note, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. Take care of yourselves. And we'll see how we get on with these markets, shall we? Great stuff. Thanks, everyone. Merry Christmas to you all, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.